10,000 people show up here most days at a building of the Haitian Agriculture Ministry, which the U.S. Army is using temporarily as a data collection and operations center. Soldiers outside the gate try to keep the crowds orderly, separating men and women into separate lines. Small numbers are allowed to enter through the iron gates every few minutes. The Army 82nd Airborne Division oversees the center, where Creole-speaking Haitian staff conduct interviews with quake victims. This woman is desperate for help.
We came from under the rubble. We have many injuries. Our houses have been destroyed, and all my relatives have been killed.
U.S. Army Sergeant First Class Brandon Lemons says he passes along each day's information to his commanders, and they use it to map out their relief strategies.
The main concern, number one, everybody wanted to ask more than anything, by number, was food and water. Then by number, number two would be medical. Number three would be shelter, depending on the typical day.
He says other concerns include price gouging for essentials like baby food and rice. As the Army collects information, many Haitians come here in the hope of finding a job.
We don't have any money at all. We have lost everything. We are not able to work anymore.
This woman once worked for a U.S. military contractor and hopes to find similar work.
I was in charge of 50 employees in the laundry section.
30 Haitians have been hired to help operate this center. Sergeant Lemon says the military is doing what it can to give jobs to local people to fill the needs of this and other American units in Haiti.
A lot of them need interpreters. A lot of them need laborers for their base. Some may even need some of our more skilled people to come in, like the masons. We may be able to use them later. So we may not be able to give them a job right off the bat, but the longer we stay here, the more people we're going to need, and hopefully the more people we can help.
When the center closes in late afternoon, thousands will be turned away and face the prospect of coming back tomorrow. Sergeant Lemon says the process so far has been orderly, but people are desperate and the need is great. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Port-au-Prince, Haiti.